Hello again. This is Pastor Deborah, and we are beginning this new section of the School of Light called Prayer and Fasting. I want to give you a warning, a disclaimer, before you begin. This section may be very troubling for you and triggering, so go slow and stop as needed. As you read and as you listen and as you watch, you will not be alone this time. As you listen and hear, you may experience many feelings of fear, triggering, and memories that come back and that arise and are very frightening to you. But I will be with you, and so will Agape Love during these times. This warning is to just let you know Pastor Deborah went through some not nice things, tests and trials, so she would qualify to be a mighty priest and king to help you. So this is a warning, a disclaimer, that the following lessons may be a little hard to listen to. As we get into Volume 2, they are the true stories of people that Pastor Deborah worked with. But some of her tests and trials, you may see that learning how to help people the Lord's way is very hard. So I wanted to warn you and give you this disclaimer. So don't worry. Healing is here for you. Restoration, and there is help during these videos. So come and learn and grow. Go slow. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah. Hello and welcome again. This is Pastor Deborah, and we are starting another School of Light lesson in the series of classes entitled Prayer and Fasting. We've been working through Pastor Deborah's journey of learning how to help people the Lord's way from the way of a mental health counselor. Each little section has many different important things to tell you about the journey that Pastor Deborah went on and one that you will have to make also. We had begun Isaiah 58:1-14. We were learning about what humans believed was a fast and prayer versus what God had said was fasting and prayer. These people still did not have the Holy Spirit within them yet. They were still of a darkened mindset. They heard Moses tell them how to pray and fast. They were to beat their bodies, deny them food, put sackcloth, that is like mourning clothes, on them, ashes, be sorrowful, beat their hearts. And they believed if they did that, then God would hear them, and they would be appropriately, according to ritual, fasting. And of course, they would be crying out to God during that time in prayer. And they believed that was the appropriate way to do it. Maybe they went off, as many people do in Catholicism and other religions, they give up food or they give up certain things that are pleasurable to themselves for a period of time. Maybe they cleanse their body with water or other nutrients, trying to get the bad stuff out, trying to deny the flesh what it needs and wants, and believing that they are doing proper fasting. I used to believe that myself. I did it. When I would go to church or on special occasions, I would not eat a evening meal. I fasted food. But I had to learn that the fast that God was talking about was much different. And it was vital that I learn it so I could do it, so I could help people the Lord's way. Let's begin this lesson. I believe it's lesson number 7. Of Prayer and Fasting, an educational series in the School of Light. Let's pray. Oh, I had to wait just a minute. A lot of people are still coming in. We're sort of in an amphitheater, and many people have heard I'm recording today, and they're coming in the spirit. Many people are coming in from their dreams. Many people are coming just out of their body and coming. I am just looking out my living room door, out through a curtain, because too much light on my face and the board will blind you. And I just see beautiful Perdido Bay. But in the spirit, where these words are addressing the spirit, the eternal being of humanity, and all of creation, creatures and things, which there's a lot of not nice things in the realm of the spirit. My words are going out into those realms. So now my ushers, do you know my ushers are actually animals? Mm-hmm. There's a white chicken. His name is Wilbur. You see a lot of his examples, his replicas, his image in the earthly world with white chickens. Mm-hmm. I have bluebirds helping me. I have animals, elephants, mm-hmm. camels, horses, dogs, cats, birds. All of those are in the realm of the spirit, and some that you wouldn't even recognize. Yeah. Even the trees and the flowers are my helpers. And their representatives, their earthly examples of them, we see every day in the natural with our natural eyes. If you happen to hear a noise, it's a frog. Yeah, he's out my window. He's croaking and he's talking. Sometimes one of my cats will walk by. They'll say hello. The trees are beginning to bring out their new leaves. Our azalea bushes are in full bloom. Beautiful, beautiful flowers and colors. Spring has come to this part of Pensacola, Florida. So welcome everybody in the realm of the spirit. We are in the Garden of Eden, where spiritual teaching goes on. You have come in the spirit. You were drawn in the spirit. So let's begin. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that this is your work. You are drawing people. You are reaching out to their spirits and drawing them. You are helping them to find their way here to the Garden of Eden. You gave the cherubim and the flaming sword permission to allow them to pass so they could learn more about you and themselves and what is the spiritual revelations that have been hidden to them under the cloak, the veil, the foreskin of flesh, ignorance, darkness, sin, rebellion, and it's kept at bay by your adversary, Satan, who was a protector of your glorious presence, your honor, and your knowledge. But we thank you, Father, you have overridden all of that, and you have brought them here to listen and to learn. We thank you that your Holy Spirit will be working, and many hearts deep inside their spirits will hear your words, and the seeds of light and truth will be planted and will begin to grow and develop to set them free of ignorance that produces slavery in their minds, in their spirits, in their soul, and eventually out to their physical bodies. We thank you. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. All right, we are going to pick up, as I said, in Isaiah 58, 1 through 14. We had left off with verse 4, but I want to go back and do a quick review, and I'll just read the scriptures to you briefly to work up to verse number 5. Isaiah 58, 1 through 14. From the Authorized King James Version. Verse 1. Cry aloud, Isaiah. Spare not means don't stop talking. Don't stop teaching. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my saved people believers. These are ones who do believe in Christ and the Lord. Their spiritual transgressions. You can be a believer in Christ Jesus and still not have understanding, and you transgress, you cross boundaries, you sort of break some laws that you don't know about yet. And the house of Jacob, that means the soul, with all of its thoughts and ideas and concepts, their sins. God is, in this verse, he is saying, there's a lot of work to do yet with his people. We have many areas that need to be taught, to listen, to hear what Isaiah is trying to tell them. And here's how most people will respond. We don't need to hear this. I thought we don't sin anymore. Aren't we under grace? There's no law for us to follow. Aren't all our sins and transgressions washed away? That is a form of pride from the soul, saying, I don't need to learn anything. I don't want to learn anything. There's nothing for me to learn. I'm already saved. Done. So pride puts up a shield in the soul that will prevent the spiritual knowledge coming in. But we're going past that. Verse 2, as you can see so far, we have a controversy going on. God says, something's not right with you, even though you believe in me. The others are saying, we're doing it right. We're doing what we were taught and told, aren't we? Don't tell us we're in sin. We're under grace. We don't sin anymore. There's a controversy, and God is telling Isaiah, speak up, teach and train, don't stop. We got a problem. Now, I have had to learn. I better listen to God's word. And if Isaiah was speaking to believers back then, he's probably speaking to me, Pastor Deborah. Don't ever think that this word of God is not talking to you at all levels of your belief. It will be talking to you in your unbelief, when you're in darkness and ignorance. It will be talking to you as a baby believer in this God and Christ Jesus, his living son. And it will be talking to you as you are a young adult and even a mature believer. So a lot of times we don't want to continue to learn. We want the quick magic pill. Believe, get saved, and that's it, and don't talk to me again. So Isaiah is being told by this God, talk, speak, teach, and continue to do that. And here's what we say. All our sins are washed away. We're free. Don't tell us what to do. Verse number 2. Yet they seem to seek me, God is saying to Isaiah. Daily, they're praying to me. They're going to the synagogue, the mosque, the churches. And they delight to know my ways. Okay? As a nation that did righteousness. He says they're trying. And who have not forsaken the ordinances I have given them. They ask of me, what are the ordinances of justice? I wonder why they're asking that. They take spiritual delight, he says, in approaching to me, to their God. He's saying they're doing this, but is it really their spirit? Remember, at the time of Isaiah, these people were not yet spiritually born again, alive unto God. So this was all their soul and their physical body doing the work, not their spirit. But he is saying at least that part of them seems to be doing all these good things. Verse 3. Wherefore have we fasted, they say, and you don't see us? They're saying, we're doing what you told us to do. Don't you see it? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul? We beat our soul with rods, with whips. Some people have carried this in ignorance. They pierce their tongues, their noses, their body parts. They walk on coals of fire. They do a lot of piercing. It's an affliction and a proof that they are afflicting their soul. We did Lent. We gave up things. We fasted off of food and maybe other things for a whole month, maybe of January. In the Catholic Church, it's during the Lent season. We did that. In other faiths, it's maybe for longer periods of time, or it's between sundown and sunrise. We fast when we need a breakthrough with you. We need to hear your word. Some people will stay awake all night trying to get God to answer them, and God doesn't say anything. And you haven't seemed to take any notice. You don't seem to be listening. And you don't have any knowledge, they say, of all of this that we do. Have you ever asked that question? Look what I'm doing. I'm staying up all night in prayer. I'm going to every prayer meeting. I'm going out in the streets and doing stuff. I'm standing on the corners. I'm giving out food. Aren't you seeing what we're doing? Don't you see how our hearts desire to hear from you and know things and for you to talk to us? Behold, the Lord says, in the day or the time or the season of your fast, you seem to find pleasure in that, in all that you do, in all of your labors. Look what I did for the Lord. I fasted to find out what He was going to say this year. I gave up food for a whole month trying to hear what God's going to be doing. What is He up to? What new things is He doing? Give me guidance. I can tell you, I know lots of pastors that they want to hear a word from God. They don't know how to make a decision. They don't know how to read the word, so they'll give up lunch. They won't tell anybody because it's supposed to be done in secret, but they need a breakthrough. Verse 4. Behold, the Lord says, through Isaiah, so you don't need to go to a prophet. You read the word and God will talk to you. That's what I learned. I found out God is a talking God. He was talking long ago. And his words are relevant for today. So in verse 4, he says, behold, you fast for strife and debate. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I think God knows what that means. And to smite with the fist of wickedness. That is not very pleasant, to have this God you are trying to worship, fast to get in contact with, get an answer for something, show your obedience to, show that you worship Him and love Him or her. And they come back and tell you don't fast for the right reasons. You're just fasting for strife. What's strife? Because you're angry. You're mad. And you fast for debate. You want to argue with me. Maybe. You want to talk. You don't like what's happening. Not sure. And to smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast, the Lord says, as you do this day. That's God talking. You want to hear from a prophet? There he is, right there. He's telling you what God is saying to you right now, this day. So make your spiritual prayers, your voice, to be heard. He says, you're doing all of this. You're striving in strife. You're going to debate. You want to have a debate with me. You're bringing your fist of anger towards me so that I will hear your voice way up there where I'm at. He says, that's why you're fasting. See, He knows the real purposes of why you fast, why you do Lent. Who are you listening to? Now, the time we got to Isaiah, we are long gone from Moses coming out of Egypt. We're moved way into the future, and God is working more with the people. They have now sort of become a nation called Israel. He's helping to form it and shape it. He's got them out where He can talk to them without being under the fear of death with taskmasters like they were in Egypt. They're able to worship and pray to Him, not to polygods. Did you know that the Israelites, these were the children of Abraham's 12 children, They were 400 years in Egypt. They had been in there so long around other gods that 99.9% of them had forgotten who Abraham's God was. Now, a lot of people say, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay? But what happens when you are away from him, which they were, one generation died out, the next and the next. You are so far away. So these people had no idea who this God was. They had forgotten and twisted and perverted all the meanings that they had been given. He's saying, I know why you want to fast and pray. Don't think he doesn't know your heart and your true motives, because he does. And your response, as theirs, was probably, yes, we do. Isn't this what you told us to do through Moses? Aren't we doing it right? Most of us will argue, yeah, we're doing exactly what we were taught. So, he is telling us in verse 4, behold, I know the reasons you're fasting and you're praying. It's so that it's to make your prayers be heard by me way up here. Now let's pick up in verse number 5 for this teaching. Is it fasting as you do? Is this a fast, he says, that I have chosen for you to do? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Do you know what your soul is? It's your feelings and emotions that are connected to your biological body. So if you afflict your biological body with pain or pleasure, your soul feels it. The chemicals happen up here. Your subconscious person, the hidden man of the heart, gets pain or pleasure. He is saying when you fast the way that you believe I told you, you are afflicting your soul, so you have pain. And he is saying, is this kind of fasting to bow down your head as a bulrush, which means humiliate yourself, submit yourself, bow low, and to spread a sackcloth, a mourning cloth over you, and to throw ashes upon yourself, make yourself filthy, dirty? He says, is this what you call a fast and acceptable and a day of the Lord to me? Is that what you're calling this? Is that what you believe, oh man, to be acceptable as an acceptable day of the Lord? And what is most humans' response? Yes, we do. Isn't this what you told us to do through Moses? And we said, well, yeah. Didn't you teach us? We read a book about it. Aren't we doing it right? Have you ever stopped and asked yourself, am I doing this right the way he wants us to do it? Or am I following somebody who's long gone, their beliefs, what they told me? Okay, until you get there. And that's where Pastor Deborah had to get to. And I want to end this lesson right here, that you will begin to ask yourself, aren't I doing my prayer and fasting to the Lord right? Is this what he taught me spiritually to do? Or am I following a man? Am I afflicting my soul, humiliating myself in front of all of humanity? Am I doing this for what reasons? You must ask yourself. Am I just following ritual, traditions? I just want some answers. I want to know what to do. I want some guidance. He's saying, let's stop and look at your reasons for doing it. Who taught you to do it? Why they taught you to do it? What part of you is to be doing it? And aren't we doing it right? According to God, the Lord, the very creator of fasting and prayer. And I want to end it here. If some of you have been questioning yourself, that's wonderful. Many of you haven't. I want you to begin. If you don't fast, that's okay. You haven't quite yet learned, but you don't know what the proper way is yet. So we're going to ask the Father to help us. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you for help. We see that we may be doing things that you disapprove of. It's not what you want us to do. And we may not even know it. We may be ignorant of it. And if we're not doing this fasting and prayer your way, teach us how to do it. We need your help. And Father, if we have been doing it wrong, please forgive us. For we have done it in ignorance, and we have followed ritual and tradition. So help us. We desire to know the truth, because only your truth will set us free from slavery of what? Ignorance. Bad ideas, concepts, traditions, culture, earthly things from ways of man. So help us, Father, to know the truth. For it is only your truth that you tell us that will set us free. And we thank you in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. All right, this is Pastor Deborah. We've been in lesson number 7 of prayer and fasting. We're working our way through. This is on the website in the section called Kingdom of Agape Love. There's sections. We're in the one of prayer and fasting, and we're working our way through. This one happens to be called Fasting and Prayer. Sometimes I get the words mixed up. I've been so long doing this, the Lord's Way. We're going to work through every little section, get into a lot of Pastor Deborah's personal stories. Then we're going to start Volume 2. And you're going to hear a lot of personal stories of people that Pastor Deborah worked with once she learned the proper way that God desired for her to pray and fast, and how that made a difference in helping people the Lord's way. All right, I'll see you in the next lesson of the School of Light, Prayer and Fasting, lesson number 8. And we will pick up in Isaiah 58, 1 through 14, verse 6. I will see everybody. Angels, make sure they all get home back to their bodies. You are free to stay in the garden, walk around with the animals, sit next to a singing flower, sit and take a nap, and bask in the beauty and the love and the peace of the Lord. Yes, he is over there teaching. You see a light over by that mountain. That is him. He is there. You can go and join all the others. Yes, he is there always. Yes, if you don't know how, the animals will help you. This is a special place. Yes, you're still on planet Earth. Yes, yes. It's always been here. It's just been hidden until a shepherd could be found. And I had to find the entrance. I had to go through a lot of things to find it. And we are teaching in it. Now, I do leave it when I go into the kingdom of darkness spiritually. But yes, you may come even from your dreams. And once you tell the Lord you want to come, you don't have to know the way. The Holy Spirit will provide you a travel guide. Might be an angel. They will bring you. But double check with that angel, because there are some bad angels out there. Angels means messengers. I want you to ask that angel some questions before you just go off with them. And you ask him, what Lord and Master do you serve? And that angel must be able to answer the 1 John 1:4 test. He must pass it. And what that is, that angel must say to you, or that creature, I serve the Lord God Most High, the great I Am, Jehovah, who sits in the high throne of heaven, who sent his Son, Christ Jesus, in the form of a human, in a body named Jesus, to the earth. And Jesus walked on the earth for 33 years, was put on a cross and died, and ascended on the third day, and is now seated on the right hand of his Father. And I serve these two, the King and his Son, and I am their servant. The risen Christ Jesus, the risen Lord, the Son of the living God, I serve him. If the angel cannot say that this Jesus, this Christ, came to earth in the flesh, then he fails that test, and don't listen to him. Say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Be gone. They are not from the Garden of Eden or the Kingdom of Heaven. You must learn to practice that test where all spiritual voices you hear, when nobody else hears them, and anything comes to you in the Spirit. They do not mind if you ask them that question and you make them take the test. I have used it many times, passed it. Sometimes I forget to do the test and I get in a big mess and I have to get rescued out of it because I forget. Because you don't want any interaction from the other spirits who will try to pretend like and deceive you that they are from the Kingdom of Heaven where Pastor Deborah's from and this Word of God is from, to deceive you and draw you astray and get you into a big mess. Use that test on anything, any voice, anything that happens. Also note this, if you're having dreams of sex with people, angels, things, that's not of God. He does not have sex with his children. He's not a sex abuser. He's not a child abuser. He does not do incest. He is not a sexual God that would desire to have sex with you or have any form. None of his angels who serve him or his creatures or his children would do that. Those are children of the kingdom of darkness. Those are spirits from the kingdom of darkness. Really bad things called demonic spirits. They may feel like, look like, talk like a human, and they can take on that form, but that is not of God. It's the God of this world, of this demonic spiritual world called the kingdom of darkness. So be aware, not everything is of God out there. All right, you guys get home safe. The angels from God will help you. They'll put you back in your bodies. You'll wake up and you will have some different thoughts. And life will begin to change for you. All right, bye everybody. See you next time in the next School of Light, Prayer and Fasting. Bye. Thank you for listening and watching this video. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you stopped by today and watch. This is Pastor Deborah, and I hope you come again and watch many, many more videos and learn and grow spiritually and hear how she has helped people spiritually, the Lord's way, for many, many years. Come again, watch another one, and we welcome you to be a subscriber to the channel, to make comments. And if you wish to contact Pastor Deborah, please email her at her email address for the ministry at pastordeborah@agapeloveishere.org. You can also see these videos on Twitter and on the website in the many different sections that they are put into. Enjoy, and it was once again an honor to have you watch and listen. Thank you, and come again to another video of Agape Love, Love is Here Ministries, a ministry of helping people the Lord's way that Pastor Deborah has been doing for many, many years. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.